The snowflakes fell one by one at first. Then their numbers increased, 2 by 2, 10 by 10, then more than I could possibly count.
Ann Arbor writer Tamar Charney dropped us a postcard celebrating the very thing we Michiganders love to complain about, snow.
If I let go of the focus in my eyes, the falling snow would look like a driving torrent of snowflakes. But when I zeroed in on them, they changed form. Now they were delicate little flakes moving this way and that way as they gently drifted down past me. They also had multiple forms when they'd hit into me. First, they'd sting as the cold and the iciness of them would hit my cheek. But then just as that sensation of ever so slight pain would take hold, they'd start to melt from the warmth of my face. The cold sting became soothing as the melting caressed my cheek before evaporating. Then the next one would hit. Pain followed by a caress. Snow is like that. It's beautiful and it's harsh. It makes the world white and bright, but it can make even the tiniest thing hard. Piles of snow to trudge through, roads a nightmare to drive. There are just so many ways to look at snow, so many things to feel with snow, so many ways it changes the world and everything in it. It's like no other element of weather. Wind you can feel, but you can't see. Sun casts light, but it does little to change the physical objects you encounter. Water's wet, but it's of so little substance. Snow, it hits all your senses. You can see its whiteness, and you can feel its sting and its melt. You can hear, or maybe not hear, how it muffles sound. You can be stopped by its substance, and you can slip on it, too. Snow is real and tangible, and then it just melts away as quickly as it came, leaving no trace. Piles and piles can show up overnight, and then be gone in a day. I've realized I feel most alive when it's winter and there's snow. These little frozen bits of water piled up around touch me in some profound way. Snow makes me feel part of something bigger, and yet at the same time, remarkably alone in a harsh, demanding world. Snow makes the outer world reflect my inner world. It constantly changes and shifts. It's lovely and terrifying. Things hurt and are soothed simultaneously. This is snow's weird beauty and its weird magic. Respond by loving or hating it. But know, the winter snowfall is something special.
Ann Arbor writer Tamar Charney is the managing director of NPR One.